shit.
Oh, shit.
To Dragon Age Inquisition, I guess? Well, we've almost finished this. So this, because when we finish Dragon Age Inquisition and Trespasser and everything, then we are. Then that's the celebration episode because we've done it.
Yeah, we're going to do that one fucking wasted. It's going to be a really long episode
and we're going to be fucking blasted. This is a different one because now we've finished all of the base games.
We have, yeah.
So who? What's this to?
This is to...
Darkspawn.
Darkspawn. Yeah, it is to Darkspawn. All right.
You cut this with so much gin. That's crazy.
Oh.
That is gin with, like, just enough Coke to just color it. Like, that's all that is. You pour it in until it looks like Coke, and you're like, that's enough.
Yeah, kind of. I really eyeballed it.
It was one can of Coke that we split between the two of us.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel excited. What are we doing? What is this?
Oh, I almost did my intro.
Yeah, you can't do that here.
Yeah.
Get that shit out of here.
Hi, my name is Robin. I have finished the base game of all the Dragon Ages.
Give it one more try.
Hi, my name is Robin. I finished the base game of all of the Dragon Ages.
And I'm Dylan. I've played every Dragon Age game a million times. Except for Veilguard, isn't real yet.
Doesn't exist yet. Definitely out on a million people.
I don't think so.
It doesn't. It's not canon.
This is Darkspawn, where we've been playing the Dragon Age series. Robin for the first time, me for the millionth time, as a little book club. And we have just finished Doom Upon All the World, which is the finale for the base game of Dragon Age Inquisition. But before we get into what we've done, there are a couple of things that I've been aware that we haven't really like dug into in every episode. So we gotta talk about romance.
Okay, sure. What do you want to talk about romance about?
So,
because mine's fun because my romance just finished.
Mm-hmm.
Like my romance has to finish after the well.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the same with everyone.
No.
Mine has to finish after the well.
Oh. Well, not everyone, but mine does have a finale after the well as well.
Yeah, because I did a big scene with Solas.
Yeah.
I need to know
what you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fun because just upstairs as we were pouring these drinks, you said, I can't believe how different our endings are going to be. And this, I think, is the most divergent path that either of us have had.
Uh-huh.
Which is interesting.
I think in Origins we had very divergent endings as well. I died. I didn't have a kid with Morrigan. You had an old god baby with Morrigan, survived, and ran away to live with her. Like you had a whole different ending.
Well, this one is also very, very different. So I booted up the game today. I immediately went to go speak to Solas. I was just talking to everyone, but Solas is the first person that came across. He takes me to a place, like a grove somewhere.
Yeah. It's where the Wyvern is in the Hinterlands.
Mm.
For those curious.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I know that because if you don't kill the Wyvern, it can attack you.
Snowy Wyvern?
No, there's like a regular plain Wyvern in that grove there.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Attacks you in a cutscene?
Yeah, it's a glitch. It's not supposed to be able to do that, but it can happen.
That's so funny. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
We go there. We talk about the well. He then reveals to me that my Dalish tattoos are actually slave markings.
Yeah.
And Helwyn's reaction is, oh, okay. What do you mean? that's a lot to drop on me. And he's like, oh, yeah, they just got everything wrong. It's just another thing the Dalish have gotten wrong. And I'm like, oh, this is why you don't like the Dalish, is because they
misremember history.
But then also, Solas being a bit of a dickhead.
Yes.
Because it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, they've forgotten history or they've adapted it, but then also that's not a reason to not like the Dalish. Like, that's right. Just how life is.
And it's also how, like, a diaspora is. Yeah. Like when people are kicked from their homes and, like, don't have their, like, the ability to keep written that's just what happens.
That's just what happens. And he's a bit of a dick about it.
He is.
So this did take me a while to, like, figure out how I was going to do this. And I lent into the fact that Helwyn is a people pleaser, B, is so scared and alone in this whole sitch because she just kind of was a person and then was in charge of everything. And now even her friends, Blackwall was her father figure, turned out to be a big old fucking liar. Mm. Like, she doesn't actually have, I mean, Cassandra is her best friend character. And it's like, Cass is going through something.
Yeah.
Barrack's going through something. And it's like, it just became I don't have anyone, but I have Solas.
And now you don't even have your religion, like your faith, your heritage, your connection to your, yeah.
So he did magic and I got
you let him do it
removed from my face.
Wow.
And then he leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I actually can't do this. I'm real sorry I got too connected. And then Helwyn is bawling.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's happening. And then he's like, I'm just going to go. I can't do this. And he walks out on you.
Yeah. After he takes the very ink out of your skin.
Yeah.
Your whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I went back to Skyhold. And I went up to him and I was like, can we talk about it? And he said, no.
Mm-hmm.
After. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, after we defeat Corypheus, you're going to talk to me. He says, yes. Spoiler alert, he doesn't. He leaves.
Bitch.
Cringe egg.
Such a cringe egg. He,
hatred. Really so pissed at him.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
The most morally, like, gray thing that he does. Or morally negative thing that he does.
Fully negative. I want to find something for you. But there is, like, God, Google sucks now. Google doesn't, like, give you anything.
What are you looking for?
I want, because if you continue traveling after this and you, like, do other stuff, Cole mentions it and starts to, like, read your thoughts aloud to Solas in the party.
Oh my God.
He says something like, if you let Solas remove it, he says, like, she's barefaced and embarrassed and she doesn't understand why you've done this. And, like, he just says it out loud to Solas.
So I brought Solas and Cole to the final mission, and I do think that he might say that. I know that Sarah mentions it. Sarah is like, she just offhandedly says, I noticed you don't have your face anymore. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Slave markings, apparently. Me and Sarah had a big fight in this.
Oh, I had a big fight with Sarah, too.
Talk about that. What happened?
Yeah. Well, not about that. I had a big fight with Sarah because of the well.
Because
you
got
Morgan to drink from the well.
Mm-hmm.
I drank from the well.
Yeah.
And I went to go talk to Sarah, and she's about to stab me. And she says basically that she heard that if someone's possessed, you should just attack and then the demon will defend itself.
Whoa.
She is so freaked out that I did that. She hates it.
Oh my God.
And is terrified of me now. And I had to calm her down and reassure her that I'm still me and that it's fine. I went into the war room and I was like, hey, gang, I hear some voices. Let me hang on for a second. They're saying a lot. I don't know what that is. And Morgan's like, oh, if only someone who understood that magic had drank from the well. She's fucking
best
bitch.
Woman in the world. I love her so much. She, in these last two missions, I was like, that's my fucking wife.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's my wife. She's so sick. Even though, for me, she did something that Quinn will burn Skyhold to the ground about.
Right.
That happens in a second.
Yes.
Anyway, tell me about Dorian.
Okay. So I don't think I've told you about much of Dorian's romance since how we defeat the boss of Howard Pavis. Mm-hmm. But so after a while of flirting and kissing and whatnot, Dorian is like, hey, have you been to your room lately? Mm. And you're like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I don't know. Maybe you should just go there, I think. And you go to your room. Mm. And Dorian, like, slithers up behind you and starts, like, kissing on your neck and is like, you want to get in fucking trouble, Inquisitor? And he's like, you're slinking around Skyhold all day with the evil Magister. You want to see something about it? And then we fuck each other. We fuck each other like crazy. And then he's all sad because he's like, I actually like you though. I know that was a whole seduction thing, but I actually do want a relationship, and you should just tell me now if this is going to be just sex, because then I need to go jump out the window.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because there's no fall damage in Skyhold.
It is. Every single time in Skyhold, I pick the tallest tower and I jump.
I love to jump from Liliana's perch right onto Solas's desk. Solas.
I did that as soon as he broke up with me. I went up, I talked to Dorian, and I went up and I talked to Liliana, and then I jumped and I killed myself in front of him, and I stood back up and I was like, scared you though, didn't I?
Yeah, aren't you different now? Try to find therapy in these mountains. Good luck. Fresh out. So after that, we're having a great time. We're dancing, we're playing. We go into the Fade. We have a big dramatic conversation where he's like, don't you ever do that again. Don't you ever go somewhere that terrifying ahead of me. Because when we go into the Fade, like on our way out, while we're like finishing the battle and trying to figure out who to stay behind, Hawk or Alistair, you send everybody else through ahead of you. And he has this big panic attack at you. And he's like, don't you ever fucking do that to me again. Like, I thought you weren't coming. I thought you were going to stay behind there. Like, big dramatic. It's good. After the well, he says, after this is all done, I have to go back to Tevinter. And you're like, okay, cool. I'll come with you. And he's like, no, that's not going to work. You have the Inquisition. You have a whole continent to save. And he's like, but you've inspired me. I ran away from my home because it had disappointed me, and I have to go back and I have to make it better.
I had the same conversation, but also obviously less.
And then he says, he gives you the option to, there's an option to be like, no, please don't go, stay here with me. And then there's the option to be like, I understand why you have to do this. And I said, I understand why you have to do this.
Of course, boss did.
And he said, fuck, you just broke my heart. It is brutal.
That is brutal. Actually, that fucking sucks. Yeah. You should have made different choices. That's actually fucking horrendous. Yeah.
So he's calling me Amatis, though, which is Tevinter for my love, which I like.
Wow.
You have Venon, which is my heart in Elvish.
Yeah. This fucking big talk for this fucking egg prick.
This fucking egg prick. Before he starts calling you Venon, though, by the way, he calls you Dalen, which means little one, because he's gross.
Fucking gross. Maybe I'm a Solas hater.
Yeah.
I got broken up with by Solas, so maybe I'm a Solas hater.
Maybe you're a Solas hater now.
No fucking Solas hater.
I know. Got him.
Spoke to Sarah. We had an argument.
Yeah.
Cass is my best friend in this game.
Yeah, I love Cass.
Cass is, say this, my walk away from this game.
That's huge.
I think she's brilliant. She would be, I know I really like Blackwall, but the problem with Blackwall is that after his
he doesn't do anything else.
Stops.
Yeah, he stops having anything.
And that's really upsetting, because the most interesting thing about him happens and then you can't talk about it anymore.
I know. That's such a disappointment
really,
to me.
It's genuinely upsetting, because I really, really loved his story, and I loved the fact he was a Grey Warden. Yeah. I got really attached to him. Then he did his big story. And then every time I spoke to him, the only thing I could say is, hey, what are your thoughts on the Inquisition? And I was like, actually, I have no interest in having you in my team anymore.
Yeah.
And it was, I did for the finale, but it was because I spent this whole game with him. But Cass keeps having shit.
Yeah.
She has her own arc. She has the stories with Varric. She has, you know, her own personal thing with the Seekers. She has the Divine storyline. And she has like, ba da da ba da da ba. And,
yep.
like, and she's so interesting that she's I think very she's interesting. My favorite walkaway I character is Cassandra. We had a talk and she was just like, you just mean so much to me, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah,
I
had that
talk
with her.
We are best friends here. Like this, yeah. like she's, because she's also in the fucking war council. Well, she's not in the war council, but she is.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And it's like, she's the best friend character. It's like, she, the first person.
She's the person who recruited you to this. Yeah.
First person you see. All the way up to now is like Cass is the one I love her very much.
Yeah, she has this like nice little scene with you on the
like
battlements where she's just like, I can't believe you would never be able to convince me that I'd be here right now with like, you know, an army below us and you as my trusted friend and about to defeat this, like it's really moving.
It is. She's really great, and it's sad because in contrast to what she does to, in contrast to other characters like Blackwall, like she's so strong.
And Cole has gutted me because, as I mentioned in the last episode, although I made him a human in my playthrough here because I could justify that in boss's head. I, Dylan, think that's the wrong choice, and he is gutting me with everything that he says.
Oh, yeah.
He makes this statement where he's just like, the first thing he says when you talk to him afterwards is like, the left hand Liliana misses someone that she can no longer reach. And he says, how will I slip honey into her wine without her noticing?
He wants
that's what he wants to do, and he wants to be able to help people, and he comments so often now about like how he can't hear people anymore and he can't like feel their sorrows. And
I think I had a bit of a bad ending with Cole because I had a similar thing where it's like I spoke to him and he was having a full-on like he was really having a tough time with the fact that he was like, I could have saved the original Cole, or maybe I could have done this. And then it ended with him wiping what I read as his humanity from himself.
He does that no matter what, yeah.
But like, that to me reads as like, you can't win with him. He either doesn't, he's not, he never ends with who he is in regardless of whether he either takes away all of his humanity or is no longer a spirit. And it's like, but Cole is both, and that's ultimately what he is. And his arc is him being in flux and then you removing a part of himself that he needs.
I get that. Did you go to Val Royeaux with him though? Because that is what really cements it to me that him being made a spirit is the right choice.
I believe it's the right choice. I didn't, because, but I believe it's the right
because
choice.
There's another scene you can get with him after that freak out where you take him to Val Royeaux and he has like really figured out how well he can help people.
Oh, I have seen
and
that
how
scene,
good he can be at it. And he's just like...
Yeah, he's just like flicking between people and like...
And like
because I
took him
crises. With my... on the final Josie quest, I took Cole.
Oh, yeah.
So I have seen that. That was pre-freak out, but I have seen that.
Yeah. That's good.
And that is really good. And that is really good, but that also, for me, happened before he removed his humanity, which is a big part of who Cole is that he's...
I don't
human.
Think he removes his humanity. I think he forget... I think he... What he does in that moment is he forgets the trauma of dying because it didn't actually happen to him. And like one of the things, like the thing that he is fixated on is like, what could he have done in the past? And we see this with Cole throughout his life, both like, could he have done anything to save the original Cole? Could Cole have done anything to survive? And we also see, could he have not become the spirit of the spire? Could he have not killed all those people? Could he have not, you know, like fucked up with Reese and Evangeline? And like, he...
That's interesting. I never did the Reese Evangeline quests because he didn't ask me to. Is there anything that happens?
They're all war table, but he... Cole approves every time that you help them and every time that you...
That's interesting.
...like them, you use them.
That's interesting because he specifically asked me not to, and I know that his whole thing is compassion, so it's like maybe you should push, but I think the way I was playing Helwyn...
Oh, 100%, I get that. ...was
that she... It was the same with... We talked about this, you know, last time with the Josephine quest where... objectively the best thing to do is to get Liliana to do it, but ma'am. Then if you do Josephine's route, she gets attempted assassinated like twice, and yeah. It's like it's so fucking complex, and it's like it's like the best thing to do with certain characters, which I think is good, is to go against specifically what they're asking.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Like, no, the best thing, like, you want this to be what's good for you, but it's actually not. Yeah. Like, an outside perspective is what helps that.
And I think with Cole, too, there's something about the fact that Cole is and always will be an anomaly. He's either a spirit that has absorbed a bit of humanity and will never let go of that. He's a different kind of spirit because of it. He's a spirit that can... you know, can be here in this world on the other side of the fade and live and like interact with us and be there. If he's a human, he's a human who can like sense people and like fade step and like kind of dip in and out a little bit. Like he's always going to be riding that divider. And that to me is like, Cole is where I think we would all be if the veil didn't exist. We would all be sort of this mix of spirit and person.
Interesting.
But the fade, the veil was put up, and so here we are.
Yeah.
Cut off from our full potential always. With the spirits on the other side clamoring to get over here, clamoring to taste humanity yeah. once more.
And then they taste it and then they go a little berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad stuff. I spoke to Liliana.
Yeah.
I picked her for Divine because I personally, Robin, think she is the right choice for it. Personally, and I know that that's something that people do debate, but it's like, but she an interesting thing is like, because an argument I've seen is that like, oh, she doesn't care, and I think that's
objectively batshit. Wild
in comparison to Cassandra. Liliana doesn't care about the tradition, about the religions. She's like no, because this is how things should be. Mm-hmm. Fuck the things that the way that they are now.
Yeah.
And so I agree with that in terms of like people being like, oh, but if we're to like keep it going, because again, I picked Liliana for Divine. And the reason why I did is in my closing statements at the end of the game, she changes everything. She's like, actually, this is a different religion because this doesn't work. And I picked her because she was like, she said all that. She was like, yeah, this religion doesn't fucking work anymore and it should be different.
God spoke to me directly and told me to have a bunch of lesbian sex and do drugs all day. God talked to me.
God talked to me
to
personally.
Me directly and said that murder's good.
That's a fun reference to episode 2.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this to come around. Absolutely.
They're like your bingo cards, gang.
Yeah.
Our Discord has a bingo.
So this is funny. I'm really excited to hear that, though, because even though you picked her, that is not a guarantee that she does actually get it.
Fascinating.
There's like a secret little calculator happening in the background. And you do get a lot of weight, but there are like certain other things.
Is it no murder, Liliana? Is that the big...
No, you can have a hardened Liliana. As divine as well, and that's a different
that would
that's
be
a different
crazy.
Divine Liliana.
I feel like hardened Liliana as divine is the worst way it could go, and softened is the best, and then Cassandra is like dead middle.
Dead middle, yeah. It's less to me, I do feel that Liliana should be divine, hands down. But more so than I feel that Liliana should be divine, Cassandra has to be Lord Seeker. She has to lead.
She has to be Lord Seeker.
She has to be leading the Seekers to find out this. She's uncovered this massive thing and she's passionate about
it. And that was when I spoke to Cass after our best friend thing. I went back and I spoke to her again. And then I was like, hey, how are you doing with the Seeker turning tranquil? And she was like, well, it's not exactly that you're like removing the tranquility. It's more complicated than that. And I was like, oh, interesting. Speak on that. Like, what does that mean? And then afterwards, I had a chance to ask her about being divine. And she was like, yeah, I'm pretty interested in doing it. But then I have to stop this. And I'm like, that's not an option.
That's not,
like,
right.
You are, she's more important to figuring out this like huge mystery of who she is. Like, she is the Seeker, whereas Liliana since Origins was working toward being divine.
Exactly.
100% of the time.
And I also feel Vivienne as Grand Enchanter literally is, I mean, as all
she has about it, she might have the general end similar to Cole, but it's like I feel like she had the bad ending for me.
Yeah,
because Liliana destroyed the circles and Vivienne went back to start circles again. She went back to First Enchantment. Like, her whole thing was like, oh, she's going back to pick up all the loyalists. And the next slide was Liliana destroys all the circles. And I'm like, Vivienne is gonna freak out.
So she starts her own. She like starts her own independent circles.
Which is
anyway
a thing which is genuinely a thing that Helwyn probably wouldn't deal with, and Hawk is dead. But like, if Quinn was knocking around and had nothing else to do, he would go to war with Vivienne and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
We worked and then
would,
so hard.
And then would go and was like, Queen Honora, I said destroy the circle. Liliana has destroyed the circles. Not two of my best friends, but one of my best friends and someone who I fully worked for. This ends now.
Yeah.
You stop trying to restart the circles because my life was destroyed because of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Then we, all right, before we get into it, Bull, I had the thing when he became Talvashoff.
Oh, yeah.
Him, mm-hmm. And then he was like, it was fun because he's like, yeah, this was a professional courtesy. This wasn't an actual assassination. I just fucking brutalized these guys and they were never going to hit me.
I thought that was fun because he was like, I cannot believe I am Talvashoff. And I was like, dude. Like,
back off, buddy.
I literally had an option to be like, could you ease up? Because I'm Talvashoth.
Wow, and that's fun.
And he's like, yeah, but it's not the same. You've been Talvashoth for so long. I've loved the Kune. And I was like, okay, sure. Whatever. you're the Iron fucking Bull, man.
Get over it.
Have a name.
Cullen was praying.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. Love Cullen.
Yeah.
I love Cullen, dude.
Yeah.
I love it. Here's a thing for people at home. I love a commander.
Yeah.
I love seeing a guy who's good at war in media.
Yeah.
I think it's cool and it's interesting. And it's like, spoilers. Mass Effect has the same thing.
Sure.
You are Commander Shepard.
Right. And, I'm aware enough of that.
In this, you don't really have that throughout. And like, yes, knowing him throughout all the games, he's a scumbag. But truly seeing him be like, because I think in the back half of Inquisition, he is different.
He is.
He does try. And he's like, I'm going to swear off the fucking Chantry. And then it's like, it kind of bleeds into like, the Chantry are the reason why he was scum in Origins. The Chantry are the reason, Meredith specifically, is the reason why he's scum in 2. And then
he
shaves it off. He's scum for like some of Inquisition. And then he changes his opinions and is like, I can't fucking do this anymore. And it's like, you know what? We're in Skyhold for 2-3 years.
Yeah, I think it's 2 years.
And it's like, okay, he's actively working to like stop this. And yeah, his opinions are shitty sometimes. And it's like, if he was a real person, no, he's not forgiven. He's a fictional character. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's complicated. And that's, it's good. It's a good thing. I mean, like one of the things is that he has this freak out when he's trying to quit doing Lyrium because he's upset that not doing Lyrium means he's not giving as much to to the Inquisition as he is to the Chantry.
Yeah.
He recognizes that this is his chance to do a good thing, like an actual good thing that actually saves the world and not being the fucking world police and not being like a mage catcher and not being like he's actually has a chance to redeem himself by doing a good thing for the world. And it's the most important thing in the world to do it.
And also like in my playthrough, he had to sacrifice a lot, like the Templar order specifically to do this, like not. And it's like, I think that there's a lot of things that like make, and also in yours, but in a different angle, because you like broke it up. But I was like, we're going to war with all of the Templars. And he was like, I'm sticking with you though, because although he has mixed feelings about it, he's like, I'm with the Inquisition. Like, this is what. And by the end of the game, I was like, you know what? I like him. I think he's good. He's redeemed himself in my eyes, in my fictional person eyes. Farrakh doesn't have an end. That kind of sucks. It's Farrakh. What are you doing? You know, he like I spoke to him and he didn't really have a closing remark.
You didn't play Wicked Grace?
No, he says, hey, do you want to play Wicked Grace? And I was like, where he said in the full epilogue, hey, but we'll play Wicked Grace.
You didn't get the Wicked Grace cutscene?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, I'm going to shove this pencil through my eye.
Your approval with Varric was not high enough before the end of the game.
Hideous.
Which is wild. Varric's so easy, babe. How?
No, I know this, but I also did a lot of things that Varric didn't approve.
That's true.
The whole game. I started with Solas basically the entire game.
I know. All right, so right before the end, you get a high approval with Varric. Before the finale, you talk to him and he's like, hey, I gotta steal you for a minute. And the whole gang, everyone, including Josephine, everyone,
everything you're saying
are sitting around a big table playing a game of cards. And as you're playing cards, it gets to people and it's like, somebody tell a story and like, goes and you get to like kind of either you can tell a story, you can like call on someone else to tell a story while you're playing. Cole doesn't play, but he makes like fun commentary about it.
Getting emotional how upset I am right now.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And then at the end, Cullen has lost all of his clothes and has to run back to his chambers holding his dick in his hands. It's great. Sarah doesn't play. She just gets drunk under the table the whole time.
Huge.
And then afterwards you get a one last smooch from your lover.
That is horrendous.
I know. I'm
That's
so
really
sorry.
Upsetting. That's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. I don't know why I wouldn't have gotten that.
I don't know.
Guess it's like I didn't have him in my party a lot because I was like, we are both rogues. And then at the end, it's like, we're both artificers, so he's not coming with me. I picked Solas a lot in that, which Farrakh obviously doesn't like.
Yeah.
I killed Hawk.
Yeah.
So, fuck. Ooh,
yeah,
maybe,
fuck.
Maybe he just, yeah, he was just like, yeah, I like him. But
yeah, he's fine, that guy. He's not, we're going to play cards without him, though. Oh
disgusting.
God! All right.
Thing with Varric. Didn't have a final cutscene with Josephine, which was upsetting to me because I love her.
Yeah, very much. I don't think I had anything with her.
I didn't have one with Blackwall, but I don't know if that's the thing that happened.
No.
Nothing
with him.
Did have one with Sarah. We had a big argument about being an elf, and I thought that was really interesting because I kind of see them as siblings.
Yeah.
In like they have that sibling dynamic where they're just sisters and they just yell at each other all the time. Yeah. They're still like, well, I'm still fighting for you. Mm-hmm. Had the Cole thing where he fought his memory. Yeah, I think that's it.
Great. So, first of two missions today.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is we have to go to this Temple of Mithal. I hear it. The voices tell me to go there.
Mm.
I think Morrigan points it out for you, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we just need to go through the Alluvian and, yeah. Oh, no, no, oh, because my
you have
son
a whole
is...
different thing! That's right!
My son's gone.
Yes. Okay, you go first, because you have a whole different thing than I have.
Oh my god, crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Morrigan is freaking the fuck out.
Yes.
Liliana is like, hey, Morrigan just ran through this fucking Alluvian, screaming that Kieran has gone missing. And I'm like, oh shit. And I run through the mirror. I'm yelling for Morrigan and my son. I find Morrigan and she's like, I don't know where the fuck he is. The fate is literally infinite. He could be anywhere. Please, can we, I'm going to keep looking for him. Please, can you help me for a bit? I'm like, yeah, babe, obviously that's crazy. Running along and then we find Flemeth. Who is with him. He's like, oh my god, it's my grandmother. That's so nice. And then Flemeth is like, yes, my boy, we'll do magic together. Morrigan is freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously, because the world's most evil woman is taken her son. She has a lot of great lines. I can't remember the exact thing, but it's like, I won't be a mother to, I'm not the mother to him that you were to me and shit like
yeah.
that. Where she's like, no, I'm a good mother. And
I'm
you
a
were,
good mom.
You
yeah.
actively beat me. That's in text.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Then Flemeth reveals that she is Mithal, the goddess. Mithal.
Yeah. And therefore Morrigan is
part
bound
god.
To her.
Oh yes, because like, she absorbed all the well.
Mm-hmm.
Morrigan tries to cast a spell to get Kieran out of the way. Flemeth is like, nope, and then stops it.
Yep.
Because lol, I'm in charge here.
Literally Morrigan's nightmare. Biggest nightmare.
Biggest nightmare
since the day we met her.
100%. It's heinous for her. A thing which I did think was really I thought was a really good line was that I was able to recall things about Flemeth because I just had that perk where I just like had knowledge about history and I was like, yeah, you like, oh, I've heard of you, your husband was awful, so you took a lover, you ran away together, and then in the middle of the night your husband found the both of you, killed your lover, burnt down your house, you ran away, and then Mithal found you in a moment of desperation, and then Flemeth is like, ah, one day your life will be summarized. The worst moments in your life will be summarized so quickly. And I was like,
that's a great line,
actually. The fact that it's like this event is clearly one of the most traumatic things that ever happened to her. Probably took course of over like 2 years, and she was like, "You summed it up in 3 sentences." Like,
yeah. Oh, that's my life story. Then is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I thought that was really good. Especially for Flemeth, which is fun, this character that's been in every game and is like this kind of mysterious god. Like, even before we found out that she's literal god, it's like, you know,
yeah.
she has that.
She's always been larger than life
yeah,
the
exactly.
whole time, yeah.
Can turn into a dragon in Origins, is like endlessly immortal in Origins. In 2 is like, oh, she can't die. She's fucking
and she
immortal.
Can, yeah, yeah.
She can just like, yeah, do all this shit. And then in 3, it being her being like, yeah, but I was still a person. Like, I still existed in life. And
yeah.
I thought it was good. I have Flemeth in capitals. Flemeth Mithal?
Yeah.
For the camera. You can't pick that up, but I have it in big text. And then she takes Kieran. Because Morrigan can't do anything about it. And she's like, I will leave you alone forever. I'll leave you alone forever if I take Kieran. And Morrigan's like, but I don't want that to happen. Like, I want to pick my son every time.
Yeah.
But then she does it anyway. And just takes Kieran. And Morrigan is without him. And she comes
Wait,
back.
You couldn't intervene?
Couldn't intervene even a little bit. I watched this cutscene.
Because...
Oh, you can attack Flemeth, but you can attack Flemeth, but at first I was like, what is the point in doing this? Like, this is cruel. And I was hoping that afterwards something would happen, but I couldn't.
Because there is an option, I think, for her to remove the old god soul from Kieran and give Kieran back to Morrigan as a mortal.
See, the thing is I think that that cutscene happened, but I got back. But then Kieran didn't come with us because there was this thing of like this like white orb.
Yeah.
Leaving Kieran, yeah. Going into Flemeth. But Kieran didn't come back with us.
That's okay. No, no. Kieran, she just is keeping Kieran safe. Kieran doesn't go with Mithal. Just the old god soul goes with Mithal.
Oh, that's crazy because I spoke to Morrigan later and she was like, I will have to find Kieran later. And I was like, oh, he's fucking gone then.
Maybe I might be misremembering, of course, because I don't.
Weird bit. Yeah. However, I know this is on the bingo card. Quinn finds out that Mithal took his kid. He's going. He's going to go full Corypheus and be like, actually, I'm going to kill every god I fucking see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He would immediately drop trying to fix the blight and be like, yeah. No, I'm going to kill this woman, actually.
Yeah.
The world's most angry man, the most angry blood mage.
And the world's best blood mage of all.
One of the world's greatest wizards of all time.
That's on the bingo card.
I know it is. That's why I said it's on the bingo card. The world's greatest wizard is
greatest wizard of all time, Quentin.
Yeah. God, I love him so much. He's the best. Find out that Flemeth stole his son. He's like, I'll kill her again. I did it before.
Yeah.
I'll do it again. And I go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about yours. For me, we go to the war table. Morgan's like, you fucking idiot. You can't understand the voices. I would be able to understand the voices. And I'm like, all right, I understood that the voices want me to go here. Is that good enough for you? They want me to go to this temple, yeah. Temple of Mithal. So we go to the Temple of Mithal, and the voices tell me that help will be there. Mm-hmm. So we go there. I go there with a party, and Morrigan, of course, shows up as I go to the Temple of Mithal. It's like a...
Is this the same temple that we just went to?
This is a different temple. It's a shrine to Mithal, maybe is a better word.
Sure.
It's just like a big statue of her in like a human form. And when you go to kind of activate it or interact with it, then Flemeth shows up. Mm-hmm. Morrigan, of course, freaks out, is looking terrified. And immediately tries to attack her, and Mithal says, stop her, please. And you are forced to literally physically restrain Morrigan.
Oh my God.
And she explains that she is Flemeth. Morrigan is freaking out. And a lot of similar conversation, of course, minus the Kieran part, the same thing about, you know, her story and everything. And then she tells you that the voices will be, they didn't mislead you. You are going to get help. It's in all of our best interest that this uh-huh. is fixed and Mithal is in your corner. Whatever Morrigan is telling you. Uh-huh. And she tells you that the guardian of the shrine is going to come here. If you master the guardian will help you to defeat Corypheus, because we've learned that Corypheus's dragon is a Horcrux, essentially, is like, you know, gonna,
yeah.
Like he can't die unless until the dragon dies. Otherwise his soul will keep popping bodies. So you got to kill the dragon first and then we can kill him. So we need some help in how to do that. And so the guardian of this shrine is going to do that. The guardian of the shrine shows up after Mithal walks off. But Mithal walks off and Morrigan is like still freaking out. And she's like, well, what are you going to do? Because the last time we saw them together, Morrigan was convinced that she was going to inhabit Morrigan's body with her own soul to live again.
We find out. Because Flemeth is like, no, they were all willing to do that.
That's what she says. She says, and you were never in danger from me.
Yeah.
Which
I think is another interesting thing about Flemeth.
Yeah.
Another question that we've had since Origins, because I think Morrigan asks that in Origins and it's not answered.
Yeah, but back in Origins, Flemeth talks like a little witch with little riddles. And so that's very fun. She leaves. The Guardian shows up. The Guardian is a massive dragon that is impossible to kill. It's like
crazy.
It's like the hardest fight in the entire base game by miles to fight this dragon. Luckily, and I always forget this, you only have to get it down by half to master it.
Sure.
But it always, I always forget, and I'm always like, oh my God, this is fucking horrendous. I'm reviving people. I'm like, literally, we're hanging on by the skin of our teeth. It's such a hard fight. And then you like flood the voices in your head into the head of the dragon, and you stare each other down, and then the dragon like bows to you and is like,
"That's cool.
I'm gonna help you out, buddy." And and leaves the grove, and then you can go back to Skyhold and trigger the final fight.
Yeah, in a way that I think is funny, because you go back and you're like, "Okay, we should kill Corypheus." Damn, I hope he doesn't attack us first. Instantly starts attacking you first. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Just as an aside, I forgot to say, Josephine and Blackwall have feelings for each other. They have started to talk about each other. That's
huge.
And he left like a little...
For Blackwall, that's huge.
Yeah, he left like a little...
Josie is insane.
I know.
Oh my God.
He left like a little like secret admirer gift on her desk.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's cute as fuck.
It's really cute. And Sarah and Dagna are sleeping together. Yeah.
Love that.
Love them as a couple. So cute.
That is
Sarah's
cute.
Got little doodles of Dagna all in her journal.
Ugh.
She calls her Whittle.
Oh. Oh my God. Damn. Those two. Yeah, that's
devastatingly cute.
I actually love that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just like carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website, and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old school dork when I'm playing my games.
Ah, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm gonna throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often, because new content is added every single week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dajin! Dajin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
Once upon a time, in a county called Sublime, there was a child lost in the wood. Our Lives in the Wood is a horror actual play series exploring the tragic lives and stories of the citizens of Sublime County, orchestrated by one of the Stranger's most devious of servants, the writer. Witness the everyday lives of those lost within this terrible wood and glimpse the hope shining dimly in the dark. Enjoy tightly edited episodes with immersive sound design and a rotating cast of guests playing a wide variety of indie TTRPGs. Brought to you by Tales Yet Told, wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge, actually. Yeah. That's very fucking cute, the pair of them. Yeah. Both pairings are very good.
Yeah. Corypheus attacks.
Corypheus attacks.
This is going to be interesting because I've had a lot of opinions about this that have changed as of right now, today.
Fascinating. What are those opinions?
So, Corypheus attacks. The attacks, and I think it's the Temple of Haven that
the Temple of Sacred Ashes. Sacred Ashes.
That's one. The Temple of Sacred Ashes. He blows up to lure you there, and
he reopens the beacon in the sky.
Right, he reopens the big rift. And the original rift, he blows it up, and then the Temple of Sacred Ashes is like floating mid sky in pieces. It's admittedly very cool.
It looks good.
And then you and your team go there immediately. Harding is there, and like all your scouts are there, and they're struggling and whatever. And it's your time to shine. It's time to go in and fight the guy.
Yeah.
And then the fight
is bad.
Is bad.
Is bad.
Yeah.
This was
the fight is easy and in a way that is uninteresting. It's so it's like you go up, you get to a platform, you hit him, he goes to another platform, and you go there, you hit him.
They give you a lot of potions. I didn't use a single one. Mm-hmm. I cleaned the hell out of him. This whole mission, and that's it, sucked.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought this was this is easily the worst Dragon Age end.
So, I don't disagree with you. I have always found it to be a really underwhelming final battle fight. There is something that has clicked for me that I think is because we have played the game faster than I normally play it. I normally meander my way through this story and like really like go everywhere and do everything. And we've kind of gone through just the story. And it has really been driven home to me that unlike our other bosses who have spent the entire game getting stronger, the last several quests have emphasized that we've taken everything from Corypheus. Corypheus is at his strongest when he confronts us at Haven.
Yeah.
He has dwindled to having no resources, no people, no anchor, and nothing.
This final fight, it's not, because I was like, we're going to go there. There's going to be him and a bunch of demons and all this stuff. And it's just him. He has nothing left. Yes. You can make that argument thematically. I don't think it works.
They don't land it in making it still makes...
He opened the beacon. There should be demons there.
Right.
There should be a lot of things. You know what?
I would take rocks falling from the sky. I would take buildings like any crashing. Any like environmentals.
Wiped the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
The problem is, it's a bit of a thing that they've set up now. Origins. You had two teams. You had Team Prime. You had your sub team. You are cutting between them. Dragon Age 2, whilst you were fighting whoever you were, like Orsino or Meredith, whoever you were fighting first, you had Team Prime and the sub team who were fighting with you, who weren't on the main thing. This, you just have Team Prime. You finish the fight, and then like Cassandra has a speaking line, and I'm like, where were you, gang? This is the fight. Everyone should be there.
This is the fight against fucking Corypheus. We've been doing this for 2 years.
And the problem is that this isn't the end of the game. Because there is a Marvel-ass closing cutscene that's like, the story's not over yet. And I'm like, okay, we have been fighting Corypheus this entire time. Give me something more. Give me all 8 party members storming this one guy.
Yeah.
Like, I needed more. This fight was dull. Why can he now pull platforms from the ground and have them levitate? Like, it was a whole thing where I was like, okay, the platform's like all floating, that's cool because it's thematic, it looks cool. And a last boss fight, I'm a big Final Fantasy fan, so like, last bosses, just make them look as cool as possible. So that I was into. But then it was an incredibly easy fight. There was nothing to it.
Yeah,
you fought the dragon a bit, but it's a fucking easy fight again. It's another like, it's more interesting than Corypheus, at least.
And for you, Morrigan fights the dragon.
Oh my god. That's my cool. Wife turned into a fucking dragon.
And purple ass dragon.
Oh,
hot
my god,
purple dragon.
So fucking sick. Like, I have truly, she's
yeah.
That's Quinnan's wife right there. Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
Crazy. I'm glad she can turn into a dragon that's really hot. But that whole last mission was bad.
Yeah.
Consider and emphasize that it was bad with every other main mission in this game.
Exactly.
Every main mission has a weird mechanic, a unique story. You are flung into the future. You are doing a ball. You are fucking absorbing this well, mm-hmm. and having all this really interesting stuff happen. And there's a fight in that that's harder or easier depending on what you do in the game. Do you fix Samson's armor? Are you able to
right.
convince
everything
the,
has a quirk, you know, everything, every other mission up. Has its own thing, and this is just sort of like a
hit this guy
and kill him,
and it's rubbish. I'm truly you good?
Yep.
Truly not. I just thought it was bad. I thought it was bad, and it was a big letdown.
Yeah,
and it was just, it was rubbish.
It's just boring is what it is.
He did try to manipulate Cole in a way that I thought that was interesting.
Yes.
He tries to take Cole, because I brought, it was me, Blackwall, Solus, and Cole. And I, because for some reason I was like, yeah, let's make that the team. And he tries to take over Cole, but then Cole mentions, oh, he couldn't because of the anchor, of the fact that we like tied my soul to this amulet. And I was like, that's pretty interesting. If I didn't do that and they brought him along, then Cole would be demon maybe and turn against us. So that was interesting. But I tell you how easy he was. I realized in like the second phase of the fight that Cole had base armor on. I never changed Cole's armor from the first time I met him. Like he had like nothing, like, and he still didn't go down in the fight. And it's like, oh, I could beat this guy with basic armor? Rubbish.
Yeah.
And if it was a cool thing where it's like, thematically we've been hammering at him constantly, I want that to be mentioned, showed in game when
right
he was,
I want him to act
to
desperate
shit.
Maybe like something yeah. to really drive that home. I think that I am more on board with the idea of that last fight being easy because of the story so far, but it doesn't land is the point.
It doesn't land.
It still doesn't make it a satisfying fight in the end.
I
do
have
know
the same thoughts as you of like, oh well, it's probably because we've been beating his ass, but then they don't hammer it home.
But I used to just be like, this is bad and there's nothing redeeming about it. And I just put together that there's
sure,
like
that there's, some...
there's something happening there.
Yeah.
Did he say anything to you? Because I know he says something to an elf who didn't get rid of their
Ooh,
markings.
No, I don't know.
Yeah,
if he did, I wouldn't know.
It's very in, you know what I mean? That's true, because he does say it, and I find it very, it's a very curious thing, because he'll say it to any elf with a Valislin. He'll say something like, you ignorant fool, like walking around wearing slave markings like you're proud of it or something like that. And if Solus has not talked to you about that, that's a pretty big moment. Like, you find that out in the middle of battle.
Yeah.
Like,
wow,
but
cool.
yeah, which I think is a fun one. But I was curious if he said anything too.
No, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then afterwards, after the fight, I put GG easy in my notes because it was good game, easy fight.
Yeah.
At the end, he has an orb that you use to close. He has
we like
the...
take it.
Yeah,
from...
we take it. It has a fucking name. I can't remember what the name of the orb is, but you use it to close the beacon, and then you send him to the Veil, right?
Yeah, you send him to the Fade, essentially.
The thing that I thought I would actually quite like to have a choice about, because I don't think Helwyn would have done it. I think Helwyn would have killed him dead.
Yeah.
Because him going to the Veil means that he can come back.
And exactly, I and that's been like, a whole thing about him this whole time, has been that he keeps coming back after people have killed him.
Yeah, and
we should stop that.
All of that effort to figure out how to make him not be able to do that anymore.
Exactly.
And then you send him to the Veil. And it's like, that would be cool if the solution was, we literally can't beat him. Like, he will never die regardless of what we do. Send him to the fucking Veil.
Yeah.
And close the Veil permanently. But it's like, you figure out how to kill him, you go through all the effort of killing the dragon, and then you don't kill him. And it's like, Helwyn, my character, who is, her whole thing is like, no, we have to hear everyone out. We have to do as much good as possible. She would have killed him. She would have shot an arrow right into his face.
Yeah.
And if I had the reasoning of like, if I had the choice, she would have killed him. And then you send him to the Veil. It's like, come on, lads. What are we doing here?
Why would we send him to the Veil?
Yeah.
Silly ass decision.
Silly ass
the Veil,
decision.
We've been to the Veil. We've been to the Fade. We know that you can get out.
Yeah.
Been there months ago.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah. But you kill him. The orb cracks on the ground. Solas has a little cry about it.
Who did you bring in the final fight?
I brought Cole, Dorian, Beric.
Nice. So Solas has the bit regardless of if you bring him or not?
Where he cries about the orb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's in midair, so that's fun.
Yeah. Everybody's there. We just don't get to see it because weak. So Solas has a cry about the orb being broken. You're like, hey, it's going to be fine, buddy. Cheer up or whatever. You come back down. All of your team is there. And they're like, good job on saving the world. We did it. And you're like, fucking, all right, I guess so. And then we turn back and Solas is gone.
Yeah.
We make our way back to Skyhold. Liliana meets us out front and is like, hey, before we go into the party.
Yeah.
I know that you and Solas were close. Sorry.
He's gone, and
my agents can't find him anywhere. And I think she also says that some of her agents have gone missing.
Oh, interesting. I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. But she's like, but don't worry. We're going to keep looking.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Please enjoy the party.
Helen's response was, fuck him in this point.
Good.
Yeah, she was upset.
Can't wait to see Helwyn in Trespasser. I'm so excited. So then we go to a party. Party is interesting because you get to like have a little epilogue convo with all of your party members, and we find out our little divine assortment.
Yes.
So I think we end up with the same one.
Liliana,
First Enchanter Vivienne, and Lord Seeker Cassandra.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, great.
I spoke to everyone except for Blackwall in the end, and I was like, oh, fuck. Because he's, like, right at the entrance.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and then Cullen had the little speech mark, so I walked up to him, and then I, like, zigzagged across the room with everyone, and I was like, am I missing everyone? Nah. And then I walked through the door, and I saw Blackwall. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. A lot of people are just, like, you know, Iron Bull is just like, hey, you know, I'll stick around.
Like to stay. I'd rather stay.
And people are just kind of like,
Varric to write his book.
Yes.
Rather than go help people. He was like, I feel like I should help people. I'm like, I think you should write your
book.
Because I'm like, babe.
Yep.
You've helped.
Sarah asks you to be a Red Jenny.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. I'm lying to you. Sarah also asks if she could stick around.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Later. That's a later fun thing.
Yeah. Sarah asks if she could stick around. I mean, really, most of it is people being like, I do have things to do. I have some stuff to do, but there's still some work left. There's still some lingering fade riffs out there. Can we keep going for a bit?
Yeah.
That's most people. Even Cassandra, who is like, I've got work to do. And Liliana, who's like, I've got work to do, are just like, you know, call on me if you need me, like kind of vibe.
it's the vibe is very much the a big problem with I have with this base game finale is it's so clear that this isn't the end of the
it's
story.
It's so clear. And it does not feel like the end.
It frustrates me because the ending is really weak. Because I don't know when the game
2 years
out.
Later.
That pisses. That, yeah. That, honestly, that makes me a little angry that, mm-hmm. that is that. Mm-hmm. Because then everyone's like, maybe we have more work to do. And I'm like, do we though?
Do we have more
it's
work
like,
to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I know we have more work in the thematic. Well, we haven't saved the we you know, there's still a lot of little factions, but it's like, okay, but what's the angle that we're going on?
Yeah.
And obviously the angle is shown in the epilogue, but then also that epilogue pissed me off as well because I was like, I don't want the Marvel ass Solas will return. I want the game to be done, but with like a little bit of a tease. Solas go? Like that's what I wanted.
Right. Exactly. But then when you leave to the party ends when you and this scene and the game, the base game ends when you go to your quarters for the night. Mm-hmm. What happens?
It does look like you are the first to retire. You walk in, you have two conversations. And you're like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. When you go in to your room, does anything happen?
No, everyone just kind of like looks at me and then cheers. And I'm like, night, lads. I walk off.
Cool. I go to my room and Dorian is like, where the fuck do you think you're going so fast? Ugh. And then shoves me in the door and then we have a fucking epic
bang. No, because
bang.
My boyfriend leaves me.
Yeah. We have an epic bang and then we stare wistfully out the window and it's like, you should go give a speech to your people.
Wow. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't have that, no.
Yeah. And then the game ends. And then
it's Morrigan and Harding leave together, I think was in that drawing. Because Morrigan does the closer,
mm-hmm.
the epilogue. And I think it's her and someone else, and I read it as Harding, as the pair of them. Like Harding helps Morrigan through the mountains, and then because she's like, yeah, I fucking bounced immediately to go find my son.
Yeah.
The Grey Wardens are at war. Mm-hmm. Led by Alistair against the other Grey Wardens in Weishaupt.
Yep.
Which I thought was cool. Ileana's the new Divine. She's Divine Victoria.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting because I was like, oh, I thought they were your names. I thought she'd be Divine Liliana.
That's just what we call them affectionately in the fandom. But yeah, no, it's Divine Victoria no matter who is Divine Victoria.
So what is it though? Is it a apostate? Who's not apostate? You know,
I think it's the same way that like the Catholic Church, you get like names based on like the saints and stuff like that. I think it's like it's based on that.
Liliana opens the priesthood. She destroys all the circle towers.
Mm-hmm.
Vivienne reopens the circle towers and is clearly
in defiance to Liliana, which is fun.
It is fun. That is a bit which is like I would have DLC about that fight. Because mm-hmm. that would be crazy. I didn't write anything else down that happened with me.
Josephine gets her house back, goes and reunites with her family.
Yep.
Very sweet. Always keeping in touch with you. Dorian goes back home to Devinter to start doing work, becomes Magister Pavis. Varric.
I didn't have one for Varric. Varric just because I talked to him and then he stayed and then I was like, hey, write your book. And he was like, okay.
Yeah. I thought he had a slide about going back to Kirkwall, but maybe I'm inserting that in my mind.
Oh, he says that that's what he wants to do.
He says that's what he wants.
He says he's got to go back and then fix up the West Marches.
Yeah.
The Free Marches.
Cassandra, Seekers of Truth. Cullen, we talk Cullen into reuniting with his sister, which is fun.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Who he's been ignoring for the last 2 years of the Inquisition.
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Blackwall becomes a Grey Warden. joins
didn't
fully
have it with me because I didn't tell him to do
fully
that.
Joins the Grey Wardens.
That's cool. I like
Warden.
That. I'm mad about
and
it.
Now he's going by his name. He's Warden
Tom Rayner.
Rayner, yeah. Yeah,
Warden Rayner. That's yeah. cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's still a title for me. He's still purple.
Yeah.
And then we have epilogue.
Then we have the epilogue.
Solas finds
Mythal,
who is Flemeth.
Yeah. And they talk to each other so lovey, like old friends. So sweet.
Flemeth says, calls him the Dreadwolf.
Yeah.
And then Solas kills Flemeth.
Yep.
Crazy.
She looks shocked. The yeah. light leaves her eyes.
They touch heads like Aragorn to Frodo. Like yeah. they are like brothers.
Yeah.
And they are family members. And then he kills her.
Yeah. We just learned she's been through a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
We just learned she's Mythal. And
yeah.
then Solas is like, by the way, I'm gone. And you're like, wow, that's crazy. I wonder what happened to my boyfriend. And then your boyfriend kills God. And turns out he is also the trickster God. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
a lot.
It's a lot. It's pretty devastating, I think.
It's a lot. I will. Okay.
Okay.
It'll work better when we play the DLCs. Feels very sudden to me. There is, yes, hints they say that he is, but they...
There's not really hints. I don't actually. About the Dreadwolf.
The hint is in the Fade. The Nightmare Demon speaks in Elvish to Solas and says it to Solas.
And says it to Solas.
However, that's it. That's the hint. And that is a... That is a twist that I don't think is earned.
Mm.
I think that's it's like
he literally wears a wolf's jawbone around his neck. That's his necklace. Is
sure.
a wolf's jawbone.
It's like it's, but I still don't think that this is a twist that you could piece together before it's done. And that's a good twist to me. Is you can put it together and figure it out before it happens.
I do think. Well, maybe not. But I don't know. I think there's a lot.
I might be wrong. Again,
you know,
you mentioned it this time with the Corypheus fight of the fact that we had to speed through this game so fast and we couldn't meander. And yes, I meandered way more than you, but I still didn't meander as much as I fully would.
Yeah.
Because we had a time limit. Every week we had to do something. And
yeah,
like,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I didn't.
There's a lot of places I just haven't gone in this playthrough, which is wild.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a thing which to me feels like it felt sudden and like it was like a,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is pretty sudden. But I think I like the cliffhanger. I hate everything that comes up to the cliffhanger, but I like the cliffhanger itself. I like the Solas killing Mythal. It's literally like, okay, you're the Dreadwolf. Okay, you're Mythal. Okay, you're killing Mythal. You guys love each other? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And then the game's over. And I think that could be cool if the fight that I just had to win the game had been better and more yes. satisfying and interesting. But with the combination, I think it feels less
impactful.
Exciting, especially because honestly, this game is good. Like they fumble the finale, and
they do, and
yeah.
it's a shame because, during the Flemeth thing, the first one,
yeah,
I was like, wow, this is a fucking good game. This is a good game that they couldn't do, and then the last mission is. I will say, I genuinely believe one of the worst missions in the franchise.
In the franchise,
like,
yeah.
Every single Origins missions kicks the fuck out of that mission.
Yeah.
Most of 2's, and admittedly, 2 is a lot of side quests, so it's hard to really pin
but
down.
Most of 2's main quests? No, easy. They beat. They yeah. beat the Corypheus fight. Your first fight with Corypheus beats the finale fight. Like, your first fight with Corypheus is crazy
better.
Good.
Is way better. All yeah. of Legacy is better than the final fight.
Yeah.
And it's what's frustrating is that, like, my favorite thing about Dragon Age are the finales.
Yeah.
Dragon
Origins
Age 1.
Finale
Origins Denerim.
Oh,
holy
one of the best.
Shit. Is that so much fun?
Yeah.
Dragon Age 2, one of my favorite finales.
Also great.
I've played. The starting with the confrontation between Meredith and Orsino immediately leading into Anders.
All out war in the streets of the city you've lived in for the last,
and then you fight your way through and all of that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Epic. So fun. This finale was straight up bad.
Yeah.
The, it just wasn't
the meaning was sucked out of it. If the same fight, even if it just happened at Skyhold, would already have taken it up a notch by just
have,
being...
You should have fought at Skyhold.
It should have been somewhere emotionally like connected to us in the game.
The thing that should have happened is that you're talking about how to beat Corypheus, a dragon bursts through into the war room.
Yep.
And then it goes from, oh my god, we're in the war room, to, holy shit, I'm having a fight
in
the war room.
Yeah.
Josephine is sprinting away, and then you're with your war council, and then the dragon leaves, you leave, and then you're fighting through Skyhold with the nobles who are in there also screaming and running away. Like, you should have had a bit of a rescue mission, picking up your companions, no party limit, fight your way through. Corypheus and his random cronies or demons that he summoned because he opens a breach over Skyhold. Like, it should have been a parallel to Haven, where in Haven he destroyed you, and then in thing he didn't at all.
Yeah.
It, like, you beat the hell.
That would have been it. That would have
been awesome. And it's just a shame.
Yeah.
We have questions.
We do have questions. Do you have them up?
I do, yes.
I also have them. Okay.
Them. All right.
Hey, Robin. What's Dragon Age about?
I'll say what I said in Discord. Literally couldn't tell you what it's about. It's about a lot of stuff. Then in all seriousness, this, give or take Trespasser, we haven't done Trespasser, so I'm not going to answer for this, was the end of the series for like a decade. It was the end. It was ultimately, but this was the end of the series for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel like it has an underlying theme to it, having played them all in a row? Are they just good games in the common world?
Yes, I think there's a theme.
What do you think the theme is?
I think the theme is that you have to, saving the world is thankless.
Yeah.
I think that's the theme, is that it
saving
requires...
Saving the world is thankless, saving the world is temporary.
Yeah.
Is what Dragon Age is about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to do it anyway.
You got to do it anyway.
Yeah.
No one will know who you are afterward, but they will be there to not know who you are.
Yeah. Or to hate you, criticize
or
you.
Or to hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think that is mm-hmm. it. Along the same lines, what with this being the capstone, again, for like a decade, which villain do you think had the most compelling motivation, counting Loghain as basically the main villain for Origins, since the Archdemon is more of an environmental threat?
I agree with that, yeah.
I also agree with that.
The main villain...
Who do you think is the best, who has the most compelling motivation? I think it's Knight Commander Meredith.
Because
you are with her in that city for the whole game. Loghain, I love Loghain. In our Patreon video, I talk about how much I think Loghain is truly
a good
great.
Villain.
He's a great character and everything, but I think Knight Commander Meredith, you deal with 100% of the shit that she deals with. And her being evil at the end is like I get it.
Here's the thing. I think Corypheus has the best motivation for being a villain. I think the fact that his end fight sucks has does a disservice to him, but he's a good villain. He legitimately, like, he's not wrong. He did step into the fate. He did walk into the city of the gods. He walked into the Black City and saw the gods have vacated their thrones. Mm. He is a magister who became part darkspawn. He has seen things and can do things that regular people can't. And he believes that he can make a new world. It's a twisted version of it because he's got the blight going raw in his veins. But I think that it's one that makes sense to have happened. I think it's a good villain story. He just needed a better ending.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do really like Corypheus. I don't want my thing to bounce off. I would have liked a conversation with Corypheus. I think that's what we were missing, is a final just debate at each other, because he kind of has it at Haven.
He has it at Haven,
at
yeah.
At the end, I want to know what it is. Yeah. I want to know how it's changed.
Right. He could even be like, maybe his motivation has changed by the time he meets you, and now it's that he's lost everything and he just wants to kill you before he eats it. Like, yeah. Because you've taken his life's purpose, you know?
That is genuinely missing from that finale.
Yeah.
He's like, because during the final fight, I was like, are you not scared? We kill the dragon. He knows that that's his final thing.
Right.
But he doesn't seem to change. He doesn't seem to, like, shift in the...
in his behavior or, like, his attitude. Yeah.
I'm about to die.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't not... like, I was expecting to kill the dragon and then him plead
yeah.
a little bit to be like, no, like, I... like, you don't understand. You haven't seen what I've seen. Like, you haven't lived for thousands of years like yeah. I have. Like, this is all...
and then you can still have that ending where you're like, you want to go to the Black City so bad?
Go.
And then fucking send him there.
Yeah. It's just... yeah. It's just a shame. And however, I will say, Loghain is fucking awesome. And oh, you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Architect, because he's one of my favorite characters. I
love the Architect.
Do you know what fucking sucks?
What?
Give me the Architect.
Give me the Architect.
What the fuck happened to the Architect? Like, let... he was... In a thing which I do like, he was mentioned.
Yeah.
Afterward.
Yeah.
Is he mentioned in Inquisition? He is mentioned in 2.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if he's mentioned in Inquisition. Oh, he is. Because yeah. Alistair doesn't yeah. bring up the Architect, but says, oh, he's walking down a dark path. And I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a great villain, because then he turns out to not be the villain.
Right.
Kind of. He Ish. Is. But it's like...
it's gray.
Gang, if we want me to talk about fucking... Awakening for another 3 hours.
We could. I we could Awakening have that.
Is one of my is genuinely like possibly
the best
my favorite
Dragon Age game. Yeah. Yeah.
Smash or pass Dragon Age villains, all of them, and Justification. Loghain
is a smash.
No.
Oh, just, you're I'm just asking. Oh, okay, I thought you were like Loghain. I yeah. Pass.
Why Justification?
Ugly.
Jesus Christ. Archdemon.
Okay, it's a tough one, but pass.
How the fuck did Loghain get an immediate pass and you had to think about the rotting corpse of
it's because of the rot. That's why, that's the main reason.
You disgust me. Architect.
Ooh, similar reason. He's rotting, so.
So yes.
So no. Oh. No, that's a pass.
The mother.
The brood mother?
The mother in Awakening.
Oh,
she's not called the brood mother. God. She's called the mother.
The mother in Awakening. Different.
Opposite of the Architect for people who can't remember.
Yeah.
She's hot, dude.
Yeah. Smash.
Yeah. Knight Commander Meredith.
No, pass. She's a cop.
Crazy. Orsino.
He's so sad. I would do it in a heartbeat. In a fucking heartbeat.
I'm gonna count Bartrand in this, or Varric's brother.
Oh yeah, no, pass for sure.
Yeah, he sucks.
He sucks all the way.
Corypheus.
Pass.
Oh, and he's the only one in
yeah.
I mean Solus.
Solus, yeah. I would do it. Just yeah, to see.
Just to see.
I would like to fuck someone timeless. An ancient, you know, just to know what it's like.
But not Corypheus.
But not anybody who's rotting.
Not anyone who's rotting.
Yeah.
Which of the main protagonists / player characters has been your favorite? Oh, player characters. So this is either Grey Warden, Hawk, or Inquisitor.
Oh.
It's Hawk, 100%. Now, do I love Quinn? Love Quinn. Because he gets a lot of, the Warden gets a lot of characterization. He's the best wizard of all time.
Yeah.
And I do mention him all the time, but that's because I think the Warden has the most impact on the world in a way that I think is really cool. He's also your introduction to the world
yeah.
in a way that I think is really cool. He gets a whole storyline fleshed out, origin. Love that shit. Hawk is the best protagonist.
Hawk is, to me, very fun. Hawk is an NPC that I get to pilot. So Hawk is, to me,
interesting.
Not...
interesting thought that I... crazy disagree with.
Hawk is pre-written. Hawk is, and like you can steer Hawk's personality a bit, but Hawk has a very pre-written story and a very like pre-written kind of like three track path to go on. And so I feel like I've stepped into, I feel the same way, but I am like looking for a true role-playing game when I play a Dragon Age game. It's why I bounce off things like The Witcher, where you're stepping into like a pre-built guy who has like a,
that's interesting,
who has his own like backstory and opinions and things that you are now like stepping into and wearing it. It's harder. There's a higher bar for me to get into a character like that. Mm. So Hawk, I still love. I still think it's the best iteration of that I've experienced in a video game. But of the three protagonists, it's tough for me to say that Hawk is the best. I think that for me, of my three in this playthrough,
if you don't say who I think you're gonna say, it's gonna be crazy to me. Who are you gonna say? I just needed to say my piece of that I think I know who you're gonna say.
I think I'm gonna disappoint you. I think Boss is the best.
That's insane.
I think Boss is so good.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
I love Boss.
Valeria is so sick.
Valeria is so sick. Don't get me wrong, it's not a landslide. Valeria is great. Valeria has an epic story. But
an epic story that you crafted.
That
the
I crafted.
Inquisitor simply doesn't have.
I disagree. I really felt like Boss was and has been like a pretty strong individual to me. Like,
wow.
I feel like his decisions all make a lot of sense. And I feel like I spend a lot of time thinking about like what he is going through and like what he would be thinking about. And his like struggle with and like his connections to other characters because of his exile from the Kune and from his involvement in this like this mercenary band and then coming to be in the Inquisition and being like an apostate and now being like the leader of a world organization. I think he's great. It might also be because he's really fresh for me at the moment, but but him and Valeria are top notch for sure.
Okay, I do agree with the Hawk thing a bit. I think it's because she's voice acted so well.
She is. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Hawk is great. And also, my problem with Inquisition is that the Inquisitor is kind of there and doesn't have their own arc, IMO, in comparison to how Hawk's... Dragon Age 2 is Hawk's story.
Yes, that's true.
And that's why I like Hawk so much. If we were to go, who am I most connected to? I've mentioned Quinn four times
today.
And it's a bit that I keep... it's a bit in our Discord of how much I talk about the Warden.
Yeah, yeah.
Ultimately, I think if I had to pick, it would be the Warden.
Yeah.
You can characterize them so much. You have seven options for one answer of dialogue, and only three of them... Like, there's only three options, but they give you seven ways to say different options. That's great. And it's like every choice is huge. And I just characterized the Warden so much because I love that. And I thought it was so great. So, I mean, but a Hawk, because I felt so connected to them in terms of the voice acting and their characterization in the story, because I felt they were the main character.
Yeah.
In terms of like, who am I most connected to? I think it's definitely Quinton. And I think that Helwyn is really cool, but also not a character that I like am really invested in.
Yeah, I'm really invested in Boss.
Yeah. And I think she's great, but I also, it's like, I did really try to be like, she's not the one who's going to be cool. She's going to be kind, which is not who the Grey Warden or Hawk is to me.
Yeah.
Like, Hawk is, I'm only going to protect the people close to me, which is, I think a big reason why Hawk is my favorite is because Inquisition, she was the same if I was picking the choices.
Yeah.
Everything she said, like, she was a bitch and then would turn to you or Varric and be the kindest woman. Like, so sweet.
I know,
and
that's perfect.
So, like, oh my god, that's exactly what I would be. And then, the Warden is the coolest guy in the fucking world. He is so sick. He kills dragons casually. As does Hawk, to be fair. Hawk, actually, she genuinely kills
I dragons. Have the Dragon Hunter achievement, so I'm good.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, boss has been... Boss's new thing is that something stressful happens, and he's like, all right, team, it's time to go fucking kill a literal ancient monster to blow off steam.
Smashiest and passiest companions of all games from Dylan. I'm going to say we can... We get one each. We get
yes. We can do that as an extra at some point.
Do we want to rank all of them, or do we want to just say who we think the smashiest companion is and who the passiest companion is?
Smashiest and passiest,
but just the binary.
Just
of
the
it, not
the best and the lowest.
Or do we want to have that be a Patreon video?
Let's do that as a Patreon video. Okay. I think that'll be fun. Yeah.
Sick.
That's it. That's fucking it.
That's the base game. What are we doing next week?
I think Oh, wait. I think the next one is The Descent, but hang tight.
Sick. And The Descent is going into the Deep Roads, the mission in the Deep Roads, right?
It's Descent first. So Descent, then Jaws of Hakdon. So The Descent is going into the Deep Roads. You may, I don't know how fast you've been doing. I know you've done a little more meandering than me. These DLCs are tough. So if you're not at max level, go do a lap. Go do a lap around. Do a lap around the hinterlands.
I built before I went in like full end game armor, and I have like
okay, good.
I have like a weapon that is stupid strong that I know that Corypheus isn't the strongest guy, but I like
no, you did it anyway because
beat
yeah.
the fuck out of him. So yeah. I'm pretty confident that I could do Jaws of Hakdon.
Yeah, I bet.
Also, I personally want to say so sorry for the fact that we've taken a few weeks in between these last few episodes. There's been a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, it's been.
And we've been busy.
Yeah.
We are going to PAX.
Yes. We'll be there now if you're listening to this on Friday. We'll be there already.
God, imagine if you're at PAX.
If you're at PAX.
That would actually be crazy.
That would be crazy. I would love it.
If you are not going, just warning in case we're not able to do it because I'm then flying back to London, our next episode will be separated again.
Why'd you have to tell me that now? I mean, I know I knew it.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in London. I'm going to be in London to record.
Bill.
So, fair warning, that may be late.
It might be.
But it might also not be.
It might not be. We might be fine. I think it'll be fine.
Chances are we'll be fine, but I also want to give a warning. I know it's the end of year, and so our schedule has been pushed from the fact that we're going to be finishing Inquisition halfway through December to we're going to be finishing Inquisition in New Year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be on to the Veil Guard.
Yeah. And that's exciting. I know. You're all chomping at the bit. I'm chomping at the bit. I can't wait. I've avoided spoilers.
I know
what the NPCs look like.
And that's it.
And that's pretty much it. I have really been a champ about it.
Yeah, truly.
I scroll like crazy.
If you enjoyed today and you enjoy us, we have a Patreon. If you have some Christmas money that you want to throw our way,
please.
Holiday money, we have Frequencies, which is our new show that is, we're on episode 2 at the minute. It is a horror 8 actual play that we're making, and I personally am the most proud of it I've ever been of anything.
Me too.
Dylan is editing it and doing a fucking job that's so good it makes me angry physically.
And Robin's best GMing probably of all time. And everybody in that crew is outstanding. Everybody.
Sloane, who is really active in the Dorkspawn Discord, being a big Dragon Age fan now, is in it and is perfect. In every way.
One of the best performances of
anything
all time coming up from good old Sloane in a couple episodes.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
So early episodes are there. We might also do some talkbacks that will be on there, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
I mean, we all the cast are really excited to do it. It's just a thing. We also have additional
Dorkspawn episodes. We have a ranking. We have our reactions to all the companions being upset with you.
Yeah.
We will do a smash or pass for every single character.
Yeah.
When for December, I imagine.
I also, in a pinch, I am sitting on a video of us drunk having a secret Dorkspawn episode that we recorded
in the middle of an
unprepared casters recording party. I'm sitting on it.
It was at 2 a.m. We don't finish the episode.
No.
What was it? Because we were drunk. It was 2 a.m. It was us two.
And then
Grace
Nick.
Grace was yeah. doing. Was Grace is doing bits. Hair.
Yeah.
Millie was there.
Yep. And then Nick Meyer interrupts us at the end to dish dirt that could not be on a recording
and
did not know we were recording. And he just starts spilling it. So I have to stop recording.
So it stops very abruptly. But the reason why we started recording is because it was just us two in the basement.
Yeah.
And we started talking and then everyone flooded in halfway through us talking.
Yeah.
Was it that we were ranking companions?
Might have been. Might have been it's that. That might funny. Be it.
Hey gang. Should that be the December video or should that be like a if we get to X amount of patrons, we'll release them.
Maybe. Let me look and see how good it is or how bad it is and if we can decide.
Hey, listen. Either way, it's fun.
Either way, it's fun.
Do you want to do, like, if we get to, like, a $100 patron? Because we're at 69 now?
We are at 69.
Yeah.
That's not too...
So if we get to $100 patron, we'll release
I'll
the
release
video.
That. Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun, good time.
That's a good time.
Anyway, gang.
Yeah.
Appreciate you so much.
And so is the Golden City blackened with each step you take in my hall. Marvel at perfection, for it is fleeting. You have brought sin to heaven. And doom upon all the world.
And with
Canticle of Threnodes, 8:13.
Just in case you were wondering.
Just in case you were wondering.
And with that,
beg that we succeed. For we have seen the throne of the gods, and it is empty.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a beautiful week.